Thanks for joining me here today. In these next 15 minutes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to build a location-based app with a predefined template that we've open sourced on GitHub. You could use this template for anything you want, take the source code, it's MIT licensed, and modify as much as you want or use the base code. We're going to be building a WinJS application on Windows 8, and we're going to be using a backend server built using Node.js and running on Windows Azure websites. So I'm going to go into my desktop here, and I'm going to show you the applications on GitHub. So if you go to my GitHub account right here, so github.com/myname, MRTiega, you will see a bunch of repositories. Filter them out to win8 underscore, and you'll see the three templates, the two templates that we're going to be working with. We're going to be working with the Finder app client, which is for Windows 8, WinJS client, and we're going to be using the Finder app server, which is a Node.js that's going to be running on Azure websites. So I'm going to open those up. There's a accompanying blog post to them, which is on the site, so you could go to those if you want to do a walkthrough, and for both the server and the client. So I've already clone that onto my local machine from GitHub. So I'm just going to go into here, underscore Finder app client. Open it up in Visual Studio, and you're going to find a Visual Studio project in there. On my local copy, what I've done is I've modified it a bit so we could see the server and we could see the client application. Just to make it a little bit easier to demo. But there's a few things we need to do to get it up and running. First, we're going to need to get some IDs and keys for Live ID for the server. And then we're going to have to create a MongoDB using MongoLab. So I'm going to switch over back to IE. And I've already got my MongoLab account running here. So I'm just going to quickly go through creating the account. And I'm going to call it Finder app. We're going to put it on Windows Azure. And you notice there that Windows Azure, it's still in beta, but it's been working for me since it's been out in beta, so it's pretty good. But just be aware of that. And we're going to put it on the East location. And then we're going to just create a username, Finder app, and everything is just Finder app to make life easy. And we're going to create the database. So now our database is created. I'm going to go in here, and we're going to copy this URL and go back into our Visual Studio project and paste that URL in here. The only thing we're going to have to add is our username and password, and I made it really easy. You obviously don't want to do this when you go in production, but demos, it's great. And then the next thing we're going to do is we have to set a few config variables in our app.js. App.js is within the server, so everything right now we're doing is within the server. And we need to set a live ID so we could log into the system. But the first thing we need to do is set up a Azure website. So I have this, my Azure account up and running. So I'm just going to create an Azure website really quickly. And I'm going to call it Finder app. And a little check mark goes, so we're good. I'm going to put it on the East US because that's where our MongoDB is also. And I'm going to just click create. And now that that's created, I'm going to copy our URL into our app.js for Live ID authentication. Now, before we could actually run this and push it up to Azure, we are going to have to create a Live ID for the Live SDK. So I'm going to go in here and again call it Finder app. And here you go to manage.dev.live.com and just sign in with your account. If you don't have one, a Microsoft account, just create one. And we need to put our redirect domain. So our domain is the same one that we have here. So we're just going to do copy paste. So you notice there's a lot of copy and pasting going on. And then we're going to copy our client ID, which we want to set up here. And I'll zoom in a bit. And our client secret. And now we should be all ready to go. So we have our app.js, our client ID, and our base, our repo for our MongoDB. And now we go into the server side. So win8 cd win8 underscore finder app underscore server. And if we do a get status, you'll see our changes there. So we want to do a git add, git commit minus m, and added keys. Now to push to Azure, we need to set up our Azure website to support Git. So it's just going to load up here. It's already created. And what we want to do is set up deployment from source control. So here, you could set up Team Foundation Server, CodePlex, GitHub, Dropbox, pretty much anything. But we're using a local Git repository. We could push from GitHub, but you would need access to the Finder app template. But we will do this. And right now it's open source, but there's no write access. So we're going to do a local Git repository. It's going to create that. And this page will refresh soon. There we go. And basically, it's going to give you instructions. If you don't have Git, download it. But if you're doing it, you most likely have it. Gives you a few steps to do. We're going to skip straight to step 3. And we're going to do a git remote add Azure. And just going to get that URL / my name at Finder app. Oops. There we go. finderapp.sem.azurewebsites.net/finderapp.git. And let's just verify that that's right. And we're good to go. So that's going to get added remote. And then all we got to do is git push Azure master. And we will watch the magic happen. So it's going to ask me for my password. And now it's pushing up. And you notice our website, our Azure website changes. It says it's deploying. Now what it's going to do, it's going to start copying everything over, and it's going to run a npm install. So this install is going to install all the components that we use for the Node website. So I'm going to let that run. It's going to take a little bit of time. And I'm going to get into the actual WinJS Windows 8 application. So the main thing you have to do is go into the config. So the configuration we could set up, we have some existing data sets in there. So some open data sets that are available various different places. And you could just uncomment the code. This last one down here is pointing to our a sample Flu data server that we've since torn down. But I'll show you how to set that up to our new server that we are pushing right now. So the first thing we're going to do is we're just going to uncomment this. And then we're going to comment this out. And we're going to show some hockey data. So hockey ring finder, there's some data that's out there. We could pull that data in and show it on our map. And you could also go in and you could change various text. So we made it all configurable, so you could go in here. You notice here we've tested with park data. You could change that to finding hockey rinks. And then it'll update the UI appropriately. The other thing we're going to need is, because it is a Bing Maps and location-based type app, we're leveraging Bing Maps. So I need to put a key in there. And this key, if you just go to bingmapsportal.com, sign up again with your live ID, create a key for your app. And then once you get that key, You just copy it over and you're good to go. So I'm just going to verify that we are good, and I'm going to run this on my local machine. And it's going to ask if we could use the location. We're going to say yes. Now, once it finds our location, it's going to retrieve the data. And there we go. So it took a little bit of time. And you notice here on the left, we have our data. A little bit of styling still needs to be done, but you know that's easy enough to do. And once you click on an item, you'll see that these are the hockey rinks. These are hockey rinks available within the Ottawa area. So not very close to the Toronto area, but if there's more data out there, you could definitely use it. You notice that we set the hockey ring finder, the app title. We set it through the configuration. If we go back, we could do a directions. So directions is fully supported. You know, for us, it's a little bit far, 5 hours away. But you have the directions, very similar to Bing Maps, the way it works. And that is essentially how you get up and running with an existing open data set. Again, there's a few more in there. There's Vancouver Parks, there's Halton Flu, Milton Splash Pad. But what we're going to do is we're going to use our new server that we just set up, and we're going to push that into push some data in there and leverage it and show it within our application. So I'm going to switch over back to IE, and you'll see our deployment is done, and you'll see the last comment that I put is I added the keys. And I'm going to go back to the dashboard, and I'm going to open up the Finder app website. I'm going to log in with my live ID. And there we go. So there's something cached in the other browser window, so I had to go in private mode. But here you see it's just asking, you know, if it's if we're going to authorize the connection or using the account. And here's our sample Finder server sample. Very limited, very, you know, plain, but it gets the job done. So what I'm going to do is we have some sample flu clinic data that I have on my desktop. So I'm just going to call flu clinic, and the path to items is D. So the path to items is going to be in the JSON. Let me open it up in Visual Studio. One sec. So you see the path to item we show here as D, and basically that contains the array of all our data that we want to load into the server. So we're going to load that file here, and we're going to upload. And here you see we uploaded 23 records to table Flu Clinic. You're going to need to copy this URL. So there's an API that is available that's built into the server, and we're going to take that URL, put it in our config.js. So we're going to go back and comment this out because we don't need, you know, we're done with hockey rinks and we want to put our custom data. So I'm going to uncomment this. We're going to change this URL. We could say change this the app name, Flu Clinic Data. And here you want to set your path to array. Path to array is nothing for this instance, but you do want to set your latitude field, your longitude field, and your name field. These are basically so you could customize what type of data you have in your server, because not all items have, you know, the name latitude. For example, here Milton Splash Pad has lat and long, and the path to array is items. So data is different, but it's configurable enough where you could change it. So now, if we go in and we run this, so it's going to try to find our location. And now you see the data. This is our data that we just imported. We have some flu clinic data, so Bishop Redding School, Iroquois Ridge School. You go into details and you get a map, but you could also do the same thing as before and do driving directions. So here, 41 minutes away, 27 miles. There's also settings in here. Options if you want it in kilometers. There's also the opportunity to customize your about screen, which I definitely recommend that you do. And we'll go back to directions. And you see now it's 34 kilometers, almost 35 kilometers instead of in miles. So that is a quick overview on getting the Finder app templates up and running using Node.js on Azure websites, using a WinJS template, and customizing the data for your needs. So I think we're under our 15 minutes, hopefully, I don't know. Thanks for taking the time to watch this video, and hopefully you go out and build some apps. Thanks.